The interview.
Despite knowing that it's damaging to kids, Senate Democrats right now in Olympia are pushing a bill that would allow the State Board of Education to cut one day a week from in-person learning so that students can be put in front of a computer screen that does not give them the same level of education and leads to depression. Joining me on the line to discuss is State Senator Perry Dozier of Walla Walla. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jason, very much for having this time to speak with you on this bill.
This is, of course, an absurd position that the Democrats are taking here. Where do things stand on this bill?
Well, there was a tremendous amount of negative testimony on this bill, to tell you. I was really shocked to see this bill even come to the committee, especially after the governor's remarks last week in his State of the State address, and which this bill, it was just counter to some of the remarks that he had made.
Why are they doing this? What is the reason that they give?
Well, the sponsor of the senator sponsor of the bill, Senator Dingra, said she was approached by some students who suggested that this would be an alternative to being in class 5 days a week. We had some of the students actually testify during the bill, but I will tell you they were students that probably were 4-point plus students, without a doubt, that it wasn't something that was going to impact them as much as the many other students that this would impact.
Yeah, and I think that that's a big issue here. The vast majority of kids are not served in an online learning environment, and unfortunately we have real-world data that backs that up because we know what it was like for them over the course of this pandemic.
Without a doubt, you know, from the time we closed the schools down in the spring of 2020, there have been multiple meetings that I have gone to where students have talked about how they dropped from being a near 4-point student to down in the 2-point range, and the issues that they've had with the mental challenges. And we can see this in the test scores. The failure rate of our students is unbelievable, and why we would even entertain anything other than keeping our children in class is just it's so far-fetched. I couldn't believe yeah, that we even were entertaining this bill.
Well, and of course at the same time it's a position that's not based in science. If a kid is concerned with COVID, they're concerned not because of what the science says it will do to them, unless, of course, they have a severely immunocompromised system. It's because they've either bought into the fear-mongering that's being done by teachers' unions and in part the media, or they simply don't know what it is they're talking about. It's either or.
Well, the interesting part about this, when they talked about asynchronous learning, if you're even doing online in your home and your teacher is instructing you, it's synchronous learning. Asynchronous means you won't even have a teacher there to do it. You would be basically on your own doing your studying for 20% of the week without teacher involvement. This is where the difficulty, I think, with most people has, is that you're not even being taught. You have that, what I would say, homework time, mm-hmm, or do whatever you want to do time.
It's a horrible idea. So where does this actually stand? Do Democrats back it? Because I imagine Republicans are pretty uniform in saying no.
I have not heard any strong feelings on the Democrat side for this bill to move forward. As I say, it was I'm not even sure if there was one pro testimony on it. When the WEA comes out as other, you know that they aren't pushing forward either. So, again, I don't believe that there's going to be enough support to get it out of committee. And if there is, I would be surprised.
Yeah, well, but fingers crossed that you're right on that.
Time will tell.
Yeah, no kidding. Time will tell. I imagine there might be some folks who would support it but don't want to come out right now and say so, because that would not be very politically astute of them. But, you know, kudos to Senator Monica Dingra, the Democrat behind this, because she's really focusing her priorities on what matters, which in this case a priority would be to hurt kids and their education. It's so absurd. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing and pushing back. We've been talking with State Senator Perry Dozier of Walla Walla. Thank you so much for stopping by, as always. Really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks. See you, Jason.